Vic Naidu, weekdays 1 to 4pm, East Coast Radio.
Never mess with someone's Tupperware.
Don't.
If you've missed the news, and actually I feel really sorry for Sonia Booth. You must have to go through quite a bit of trauma to share or air your dirty laundry the way she did on social media. A lot must be happening. And I don't necessarily think it was the Tupperware.
No, I'm telling you, it wasn't. See, she had decided, you know what, actually, I'm not going to be angry anymore. I'm going to get even.
I hope she
That's what that was.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she doesn't regret it in a few weeks' time. But if you're wondering what I'm chatting about, the news trending cheesecake. I mean, if you Google cheesecake or Tupperware, this story will come up. Sonia Booth, who is the wife of a former Bafana Bafana soccer star, Matthew Booth, aired out all the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
He's been cheating on her with a lady who goes by the name of Bongani. And a cheesecake which took center stage in all of this.
And the Tupperware. Like, how dare you?
And the Tupperware. And as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking if I owe anyone Tupperware.
Yeah, you better return it.
I will return it soon. But yes, I think a lot of people are making fun of this. And it's obviously interesting when people air their dirty laundry and it's not yours. At some point, we know someone or we've been a victim of it. It's heartbreaking, very heartbreaking for her. If you're wondering, that full story is up on ecr.co.za when you click on Darren's Kerry and Sky's show page. They've unpacked it all the dirty laundry. They've got all the files, all the receipts. But yes, never did I think I would wake up on a Tuesday and cheesecake would be trending for all the wrong reasons. I love me a cheesecake. Baked or fridge, I'm there.
Return the Tupperware.
Yeah, and if you have whatever shares in Tupperware,
whatever you do,
congratulations.
Return the Tupperware. Yeah.
And I didn't want to say this on air, but I think it's a new conversation worth having. And it's the same like when they say, you know, you can always kind of figure out in social media, because this is what social media, it has the power to do that these days. You know, when someone's going through the most, when they're having a breakup or they're experiencing some sort of disaster.
Yeah, you can read into it. Yeah.
Because it's the Facebook statuses.
Yeah.
It's the very passive-aggressive quotes. And it's like, why do I have to go through this with you? And I don't understand why people feel the need to air their dirty laundry on social media. That's where I come from.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, yes, what happened to her was really bad. Wasn't nice.
But she's saying no. She shouldn't have done this.
I wouldn't have shared my stuff on social media. I mean, I've been a victim of cheating. I have done it before. Like, we've all been victims of many things, but I think it's quite a victim mentality to go out on social media and share all your dirty laundry with the rest of us. And half of these people, they're not empathizing or sympathizing with her. They're actually making fun or laughing at the situation. We've all been laughing about cheesecake and Tupperware.
And they're finding entertainment in this.
It's entertainment value.
I disagree. I think that it is good for her that she aired it out in public, because number one, he's a public figure, so is she, and so is the girl that Matthew Booth is cheating on her with. You understand? So now he's done all of this in public, and now she has to be humble and be sweet about it. And not just we must know. She must do it in public.
Why must we know?
Because he did it in public, because everybody knows that he's cheating.
But we're not in the marriage, whether he's a public figure or not.
But now we know that he is cheating on her. You understand? Let's say, for example, I met Matthew, because apparently he wasn't in Mtanga, by the way.
So you know this too.
By the way, you understand?
Because she had such a good private investigator.
Exactly. So let's say, like, I see Matthew Booth and he's not with his wife Sonia and they're busy having lunch, having coffee. That's a public situation.
Well, they were one of my favorite restaurants in Joburg. And I was like,
my point exactly.
No, I can't go there again.
My point exactly.
I mean, the part about her, him driving her car.
Driving her car to take her to a vacation.
And all I think of is this one. I don't want this girl. This girl's a guy. He gets no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side.
Exactly. Trying to haul at me. I don't want no girl. This girl is a guy.
She's got that, like, there were a couple of things, yeah, that she actually didn't need a PI for. I mean, obviously, you don't mess with a cheesecake and the Tupperware, but, like,
and then
also, if you're going to use your significant other's vehicle, make sure they don't have that insurance thing that tracks the vehicle.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened, yeah. If you're going to cheat properly.
He's a lazy cheater.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m., East Coast Radio.